Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. We're now going to pre-record the seventh or Shabbos portion of Achremos, the conclusion of the laws of forbidden intimacies. Another one of the forbidden intimacies is V'es Zohar Leisishkav Mishkeve Isha, that with a male you shall not lie as with a woman, and this is the prohibition prohibiting homosexuality. To'eva he, according to the Torah, this is an act of abomination. And just as there are other forbidden intimacies, there is this forbidden intimacy as well. And this is not the time or place for it. But in general terms, the Torah never legislates against the desire. The Torah only legislates against the act. The Torah doesn't say you can't have a relationship of intimacy with your father's wife. The Torah, you can't desire to. You could desire to all day. The Torah says you shouldn't do it. The Torah doesn't say you shouldn't want to rob the Bank of England. You could want to rob the Bank of England. Just don't rob it. So here the prohibition is in the action rather than in the desire, so that if a person does have a desire to sin, it doesn't make them lesser of a Jew or lesser of a godly person. But like all other mitzvahs, just because I want to do something, it doesn't mean that I should. It means this is my test. And I have to find the discipline not to. This is according to the simple teaching of Torah. This is a very complex and profound issue, but from a simple perspective, the Torah prohibits the act, not the desire. 23, uvachol behema, and the same goes for any type of intimate relationship with any animal. Do not lie with an animal to bring defilement to oneself. That is the prohibition of a male having intimate relationships with an animal. And the same goes for a woman standing before an animal having intimacy. Tevel hu, this is a act of unholiness, of perversion. Rashi, tevel hu lashon kodesh, unholiness. Ve'erva, incest. Ve'niyuf, immorality. Ve'chein ve'api al tablisam. Davarachar, tevel hu lashon belila ve'irvuf. It's a mixture and confusing. Zera odom, the seed of man. Ve'zera behema, and the seed of animals. 24. Al titamu b'chol eila. Do not become defiled by all of these acts. Ki b'chol eila nitmu hagoyim. Because through all of these, the nations of the world have become defiled. Asher ani mishaleach mipneichem. The Canaanites were very big in all these things. They excelled in all of these perversions. And that's why they are being exiled from their land. Because the Torah does not permit these Acts 25. Vatitma ha'oretz, and the land was defiled. Vo'efke davenu aleha, and I visited the iniquity upon it. Vatoki ha'oretz, and the land vomited out as yeshua its inhabitants. Ushmartem atem, therefore you must keep as chukesai my statutes, as mishpotai and my ordinances. V'lei sasu, you shall not do mikol ha'teves ha'ela, all of these abominable acts. Ha'ezrach, whether you're a born Jew, v'hager or a convert, hagor b'seichem, who lives amongst you. Ki eskol ha'teves ha'el, because all of these abominable acts, also anshei ha'oretz, the men of the land have done, asher lefnechem, that came before you. The Canaanites were well known for this. Vatitmo ha'oretz, and the land became defiled. V'leisoki ha'oretz eschem, so that the land not vomit you out. B'tamachem esa, as you defile it. Kasher ko es ha'goy asher lefnechem, as it vomited out the nation before you. Because as we learn elsewhere, Eretz Yisrael, Israel, is a very sensitive country. And therefore, if one has to be observant of God's commandments all over the world, certainly one must be observant of God's commandments in a land that is sensitive. So that when one goes to Israel, makes aliyah, and does not observe God's commandments, he may not be helping Israel. The way to help Israel, you have to be more spiritual than Israel. Rashi 28, Relay Saki Yaris Eschem Moshe Leben Melech, this can be compared to a prince. Shehechilu Dabar Mos, they gave the prince something disgusting. He ate a rat. That's disgusting. He began to vomit uncontrollably. She'ain Eimid B'meyev, it doesn't remain in his kishkas. Elamaki, he vomits it out. Nobody can understand because all the street urchins, they eat rats and they love it. Why is the prince vomiting? Because he's a prince. Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive. It can't take what other street urchins take. Kach Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, Eina Mikayemes, Eivri Aveda, does not retain transgressors, and ultimately, just like the Canaanites were vomited out from this land, so might you be. And the truth of the matter is, that's exactly what happened. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the first commonwealth was destroyed, primarily for the sin of idol worship, and many other sins which followed. The second Beis HaMikdash and the second commonwealth was destroyed primarily for the sins of internal hatred and many other sins which followed. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be especially godly. V'targume v'lei sereken l'shanikun emting menika atzumehem. 29. Kichol asher yase mikol ha'tevis ha'elu. Anyone who will engage in any of the above abominations, v'nichrasu ha'nefosh yisoyses, those who engage in them will be cut off, their souls, mikerav amam, from amongst their people. Rashi, anafosh ha'sa'isis, azachar anakeba b'mishma. The same prohibition applies to the male or the female. 30, ushmartem, you shall keep, es mishmarti, my charge. Talking about credit cards. The vilti ha'sa'is, not to engage in, mechukes, from the statutes, ha'tayeves, of abominations, asher nasu lefnechem, which were done before you. Just because the Canaanites indulged in all these things, it doesn't mean you should. B'lei sitamu b'hem, don't become defiled by them. Ani, Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Ushmartem, es mishmarti. Lahazir bezn al kach, to admonish the courts regarding this. B'lei sitamu b'hem, ani Hashem elokeichem, and don't defile yourself amongst them. I am Hashem, your God. Ho'atem titamu, if you will. Eini elokeichem, I cannot be your God. V'atem mifsol me'achra, you are cut off from me. U'mahano yeshli b'chem, what benefit do I have? V'atem mischayivim kliya, you will be liable for destruction because you make the whole country a perverted one. L'kach ne'mar, ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Part of the experience of being a holy people is to engage in a holy act, a holy life of intimacy, in an appropriate way. That is the message with which the Torah is giving here. End of today's Chumash portion.